Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in love. These are the words of the prophet Joel to a people who are experiencing extreme hardship. A plague of locusts has obliterated their crops. The people and the animals are starving. There is no grain, no wine, no oil for consumption or to offer as a sacrifice to God. The land is devastated, barren. Joel, unlike most prophets, does not blame the people's unfaithfulness or God's wrath for this current misfortune. He simply describes the sad reality and then places that harshness side by side with the call of God to return. Joel reminds us that everyone is called to return to God. Children, newlywed couples, seniors, leaders, and just regular old folk. All are called to return to the Lord, to renew their faith, and to place their trust and faith in God through public acts of devotion. For Joel, acts of devotion to God are to be shared in the great public assemblies, much like our Ash Wednesday gathering this evening as we prepare for the season of Lent, where we confess our brokenness and seek to renew our experience of God who is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Through practicing spiritual disciplines and devotional acts in public, Joel says that all people will find themselves renewed in the experience of a breathtaking, liberating, and energizing love from God. Now, in our gospel reading, Jesus is clearly taking the opposite perspective from Joel. Jesus delves into three traditional spiritual practices of Lent, giving alms, praying, and fasting, and says that these devotional acts should always be done in private, in secret. Clearly, Jesus was addressing a very different, but just as devastating hardship as Joel. For Jesus' people, it was not that the crops had been lost, but what had been lost was the necessary honesty, intimacy, openness, and willingness to be completely vulnerable when coming before God. Return to me with all your heart through public acts of devotion, God says through Joel. Remembering that God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, says Joel. Return to God in secret, says Jesus, in a way that is honest and intimate and vulnerable. All of us, whether life is going well or whether our lives are a mess, all of us need a season of renewal, and each year Lent provides us with just that. And whether you need shared worship and Bible study in public assemblies, or private practices of giving alms and praying and fasting that only God can see. Or perhaps, what I recommend, a healthy mixture of both. I encourage you to take advantage of this season of Lent, to return to God with all your heart, to renew your faith in Christ, and through the power of God's Holy Spirit, to feel the abundance of life and love that God yearns for you to enjoy this Lenten season and every season of the year. In the name of the loving, liberating, and life-giving God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.